ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the United Nations leader, Antonio Guterres, was in the region last week and he focused on climate change action during his week-long tour to not just Fiji, but also Tuvalu and Vanuatu. His trip here came ahead of a global meeting on the issue that he's going to be hosting in New York in a few months' time with world leaders. But his focus on climate change met the other topics like the situation in West Papua and concerns over human rights abuses there, as well as Fiji's human rights record, were not given the same level of attention. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, it's led some to question the ability of the international organisation to confront governments accused of undermining human rights.
From the many videos and publications put out during the UN Secretary-General's trip, the message was clear.
The Pacific is in the front line of the devastating impacts of climate change.
Climate change and climate action was the focus of Antonio Guterres' week-long visit to Fiji, Tuvalu and Vanuatu. It is an issue that Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama also led global discussions on, and the two congratulated each other during a press conference in Suva last week.
Thank the people and the governments of the Pacific for the extraordinary example they are providing to all of us.
But there has been concern that other issues important to the Pacific were left on the sidelines. Shortly after the joint presser, an Australian journalist asked whether issues on human rights in Fiji were raised. This was the Secretary-General's response.
Fiji has been presenting its Universal Periodic Review report, and we had the occasion to discuss all the areas in which the government is committed to make progress in this direction.
There are issues around human rights, which the Secretary General skirted over. I suppose that was a missed opportunity.
Professor Vijay Naidu from the University of the South Pacific says the Secretary General's visit was a successful public relations exercise for both the UN and the Fiji government. But he says the UN leader's silence on the Fiji government's human rights record led to mixed messages.
In fact, what the Secretary General did, and in one sense rightly so, he applauded the role of the Fiji military forces in peacekeeping internationally. And so that was a good thing for him to do. But our military internally has been a major factor in undermining democracy. But there is no mention of that during the Secretary General's visit.
The Fijian academic also believes that the Secretary General, along with other world leaders who have visited Fiji recently, have allowed Prime Minister Bainimarama to reinvent his image from a military coup leader to a respected climate change ambassador.
Here we have someone who actually is a coup maker. He enrolled as a strong men for nearly 8 years. And since then, I think there's been a huge transformation in his image. And he has done remarkably well as someone who has become face of the Pacific region in the world stage, advocating, around climate change.
The Fiji government hasn't yet responded to requests for comment. But it wasn't just silence on Fiji's human rights record the Secretary General has been criticised for. In Vanuatu, local media tried to get the UN leader to respond on the question of West Papua, which contentiously remains part of Indonesia. The Vanuatu government has been lobbying for support for its proposed resolution on West Papuan self-determination that it wants to take to this year's UN General Assembly. But Antonio Guterres was accused of waffling on the subject by the Vanuatu newspaper The Daily Post. This is part of a conversation between Port Vila-based photojournalist Ben Bohane and the Secretary General.
Shouldn't the UN be taking more responsibility to try and stop the human rights abuses, the ecological disaster that's unfolding in West Papua?
As you know, there has been, in the framework of the institutions, namely the Human Rights Council, there are special procedures. There was a panel that made recently a report on those issues. Report that was then presented internationally and that the government of Indonesia also responded. So the U.S. is doing its job, of course, with a major concern that exists there and everywhere that human rights are respected.
Indonesia has, in principle, agreed to let the UN's Human Rights Commissioner into the West Papua region to investigate the situation after an escalation of violence in recent months, but that's yet to happen. Meanwhile, Rishiko Deo from Amnesty International in Fiji says that while the visit was important, not enough focus was put on good governance.
Having the Secretary General in the region, having the world's attention on the climate change issue in the Pacific, this was some very important steps, and it was good that it happened. But overall, there was not enough linkages that was drawn through other forums in terms of integrating, you know, issues like good governance and accountability.
Ms. Deo, who has had her own run at politics, standing as an independent in Fiji's 2014 general election, says that though most discussions focused on climate change, little was done to link the issue to other problems facing the region.
There was hardly any discussions around protecting human rights from business harms and corporate interests when that is such a huge issue in the region with extractive resource industries and other industries. And we see currently that transpiring in Fiji with the Malolo development. So issues like this were important to tie with the discussion around climate change and justice, but this didn't happen.
Apart from public discussions, it's understood that Antonio Guterres met with women's and youth groups during his visit and held closed meetings with government officials.